Okay, I will call the Alaska Energy Authority Special Committee on Project Finance meeting of January 15 to order. Roll call, please, of committee members.
Okay, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes, he's on the phone.
Okay. Mr. Mathiasen?
Here.
Mr. Izzo?
Present.
Mr. Copeland?
Present.
And Mr. Smythe?
Present. Apologies, I'm late. My computer decided to do its update when I logged in this morning.
Okay,
Jennifer, I'm present. I was on the phone, I think, when you called my name. I was asking Robert. He's actually on a plane, literally walking onto the plane at the L.A. airport. So he said he would need to be excused.
Okay. Okay. So, Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion, Chair.
Tony Izzo, second.
Have a motion, a second. Any additions, deletions, modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Smythe?
Present.
Mr. Mathiasen?
Yes.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, we have a public comment period for items on the agenda. Members of the public who wish to can provide written comments, or you can email your comments to publiccomments@akenergyauthority.org, but that would have been by yesterday. So on this day, you can participate from online. If you press *9, if you'd like to make a public comment at this time.
Okay, Chair, there's no public comments. There's nobody on the phone line, so no public comments at this time.
Okay, seeing no public comments, old budget, or old business, sorry, is project finance options. And I'll turn it over to Director Thayer.
All right, thank you very much. Just wanted to touch base. Well, part of this presentation is kind of for the public's information as far as we have two large capital projects. One is the Bradley expansion, which includes the Dixon diversion, which is diverting water from the Dixon Glacier into Bradley Lake, increasing the energy output by approximately 180,000 megawatt hours a year, displacing 1.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas annually. And the project component includes a diversion dam, a 4.7-mile tunnel, reservoir modifications, and an access road. And then also it will also include raising the dam approximately 16 feet. Project status as of July 2025 is the fiscal year 2026 funding is secured. Environmental studies are in progress. FERC feedback is under review. The Board of Consultants meeting that was planned for October had occurred in October. Design work and permitting activities are ongoing. And just on that point, and that is in the month of December, a small group of us went back to Washington, D.C. for meetings that will be discussed later in this program, later in the presentation. But with this, we did meet with two of the FERC commissioners on the project. And then the second large capital is the Cook Inlet Power Link, which is 100 kV high-voltage direct current transmission line connecting Bernice Lake and the Beluga substations under Cook Inlet. Designed for a transfer bi-directional of up to 100 megawatts to improve grid stability, redundancy, and renewable integration. As of July 2025, Cook Inlet Power Link was completed. The preliminary design basis, environmental routing studies. The project is now advancing into the detailed design, permitting, and procurement with early vendor engagement confirming feasibility and alignment with DOE GRIP program deadlines. And with that, the funding status on both projects, we have secured preliminary funding for the Bradley. We have about $20 million we've secured primarily from the state of Alaska, $6 million from the utilities through an interest on Series 11 bonds. We've also received confirmation from the Department of Law that the Bradley expansion is required project work, and we're working on getting the third party review of that. That project right now is approximately $361 million. We are narrowing down and working on our cost estimates, and we'll have a further cost estimate most likely at our next meeting. To date, we had raised $19.7 million. Cook Inlet Power Link, the cost is $413. Funds raised to date is $270 million, which does include the $206 million from the federal grant. And then the funds still needed is approximately $142.3, which is one of the reasons why we're meeting today. Construction timeline is we have the start of the construction of the Dixon version. The start is May of 2027. This is after we have FERC okay, and it kind of gives you the spend levels from 2025 to 2031, with obviously 2025, 28, 29, and 30 are the big spend years. And so part of the conversations we have today is lining up that funding and trying to secure funding by third quarter of this year in 2026, because once we secure that funding, by the time we close and everything as such, we're going to be pushing into 27. And as you can see, 28 is a big spend year. As far as the Cook Inlet Power Link and the $413 million, start of the construction on that is 2029. The commissioning is April of 2032. We are also looking at securing funding at third quarter 2026. Dixon diversion, we're running simultaneous courses, but it looks to be Dixon diversion will come first for funding, then followed by Cook Inlet Power Link. Again, you'll see that the spend level for the Power Link starts in 2026 and into 2027, but we do have money secured, $64 million roughly from the state and some bonds, and that will be matched by DOE with the 207, so that takes us through the 26, 27, and then our big need for the money is going to be in 2028, ironically the same time with Bradley. And so really at that point, that's the public overview. And then I would like the board to consider going into executive session as we would like to kind of dive into certain funding conversations that we have had in Washington, D.C. with various potential funders. And so I will turn it back over to you, Clay.
Sorry, I've got too many screens open here. Get to my microphone. Are there any questions on the public presentation portion? Okay, hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, this is Duff Mitchell. I make a motion that we move the Finance Committee into executive session.
Do they have a motion?
There should be a complete motion in the file for the reason for going into executive session.
Do you have that?
I will. I don't have it in right in front of me, so therefore I'm a little deficient at being able to make the appropriate reasoning. So I'll defer to someone else who has that copy in front of them.
I believe Jennifer has the motion that you are referencing that you've made. Would you like to repeat what Duff is thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to open it up.
So I believe Mr. Mitchell said that he moved that the committee enter into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to project financing. And this is supported by the Open Meetings Act, which allows the board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the board believes that these subjects, which would have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Thank you, Jennifer. Mr. Chair, I would make that motion to include those exact details.
Thank you.
This is Tony Izzo. I'll second the motion.
Seconded, Mr. Izzo. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Mathiason?
Yes.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
The motion carries. We will go into executive session.
Are we out?
You're back on the record.
Sure. Okay, thank you. Board comments, Tony.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Curtis said regarding the efforts by staff. Excellent job. Much appreciated. Thank you.
And Jeff?
Yeah, and Tony put it well into the chat, but his staff has done a great job on this. Many thanks, and well prepared, well planned. Thank you so much. I think I'm walking away here very well informed. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Ingemar?
Echo all that. Looking forward to a complete financial background on it once we get closer to see what the actual rates will be and paybacks, but very well prepared.
Thank you. Llewellyn?
You're muted.
Echo the same sentiments. Just very grateful for the AEA staff. Looking forward to more modeling.
Thank you. Commissioner Sandy?
Thanks, yeah. Echoing all the rest of the comments, really appreciate how in-depth we were able to get into this today, have a much better idea, and just appreciate all the staff time. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other board members? I'll just echo the comments. It's great to see all the pieces on the chessboard and a few surprises, but yeah, to Duff's point, the pieces on the chessboard are moving, but the board itself is also moving with interest rates and commodity prices and so forth, so interested to keep the eye on the ball and see how options shake out here at the end of the month when we get together. And with that, I'll entertain one more motion to adjourn.
So moved. Tony, make a motion to adjourn. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tony.
I was going to second the motion, Duff.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Sandy? Okay, she must be muted.
Oh, no, sorry. yes.
Okay. Mr. Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Mathiason?
Yes.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell? Okay, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you all, and for the support team. I really appreciate the insights and work, and we are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.